Hey folks, welcome to the Tampa Bay Beer Week Extravaganza podcast. I don't know, we hit three different places. First Mermaid, then the Angry Chair Brewing, and then Southern Brewing. We reviewed a couple different beers from each place. And, recording may be a little choppy. It got a little loud there. Some people enjoying themselves. So, as they did, I hope you do the same with this.
Boom, ripping in live here at the Mermaid's Haven. Down here in Seminole Heights.
Tampa Bay Beer Week Journey.
Journey Extravaganza. Hullabaloo.
Fest.
Fiesta. If you're a man.
French.
If you're French, get the fuck away from me. That's what I say. Go back to Quebec.
That's his family, on his family crest.
Okay. We have a Cigar City Cider and Mead Meadery Reindeer Games Cider. You can all I'm talking too loud. People are looking at me and they're all stupid. Okay. And a 12 Oaks. 12 Oaks. I'm not 12 Oaks. I'm sorry. 610 12 Oaks Barrel Age Double IPA. This one sits at 10% alcohol. The cider sits at 5.5. Let's take a smell of that. What are you smelling?
You smell like an apple pie. Like cinnamony, rich.
I'm not even going to fucking lie. We did this once. It got deleted. Because you're like, it smells cinnamony. Like, you didn't even fucking smell like, oh, surprise. Oh, I had no idea about this fucking party.
Well, I knew that. I know what it smells like. I've been drinking it for like half
an hour.
I
know. And then it got fucking deleted. Some guy came up. He kicked my fucking pocket. And it got fucking deleted. Okay. And yeah, it smells. It's very
festive.
The I'm guessing that's a reindeer. It's a weird time for that to come out. Just call it Grandma's Apple Pie.
Yeah.
The Granny Smith. So yeah, it does have that smell, some spice to it.
And an aromatic stench.
It does have a stench to it. And most people use that in the bad way. Like, Rick's got this awful stench coming off.
You're hogging me.
I'm the star of the show, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just here as ornamentation.
You're the,
I'm the straight guy that the main character has to explain plot lines to.
No, the straight guy, he gets the, you know, the light. The light's on him and some jerk off. I'm some jerk off in that situation.
Well, yeah.
Well, think of I'm Billy Crystal, you're Meg Ryan. Like, I'm the star. I'm obviously, it's the 80s. I'm a man. I'm in charge. I've hosted about 12 Academy Awards. You have.
So you're in your mind. The man, a man's man, the man who's got his shit together, who's at the top of his game, Billy
that's
Crystal
not what I'm saying.
In a rom-com.
That's not what I'm saying. I was given a situation. I'm not saying right now, I wish I, well, hey, guy's got
I
money.
I wish I was Billy Crystal right now.
Yeah. I don't wish I
he's
was.
He's got money, he's got heart, he's got hair.
Does he?
I'm gonna
the cider's good. I mean, jump onto this double IPA. I'm talking to you. Well, I'm drinking this beer right now.
Now, from what I recall, it was
a
light scent, but a very pungent taste.
Yeah, the taste, it's
very
strong.
Bitter.
You could taste the alcohol.
I just don't like an IPA. I hate an IPA. I'm taking another sip. Ugh, it's worse than I remember because it's a little warmer now.
And that's when you get the full flavors.
All those flavors. It does, and it's It was aged in a bourbon barrel.
I believe it was bourbon. I can't be sure, but
it's not as bourbon-y as some of the other bourbon-aged beers that you've had before. Like, there's one that you had that just tasted like straight up bourbon, like a glass
of
bourbon.
I don't know how. Obviously, I don't know how long it was aged there, but Yeah, shit's going down here. I got
the cops are here.
The cops showed up.
They're drinking.
The food better come. We gotta. These people got their food.
There's a child here. He's been boozing all night.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't say that. No, I'm not going to say he's actually underage.
He looks really young.
He looks like Bieber. It looks like Bieber when he came out
of the closet.
Okay, I've been thrown out of the club.
We opened a club. We're getting tipsy.
We are.
No, but for real, we are because we're so hungry.
We're hungry.
We haven't had any food, just alcohol. They forgot to put our order in.
No, we think allegedly.
Allegedly, like Woody Allen's sexual preferences.
No, it's obviously a preference. Young, underage, Asian girls who happen to who happen to be his adopted daughter.
He's got
type. There's no way around that.
He's got a
right? type. Right? Like people are like. People are saying like, oh, that's, no, right fucking there. It's cut and dry.
He's got a type. So, because they allegedly forgot to put our order in, they were very nice, and they gave us a free drink, and we opted for the Motorworks Melon Kolsch.
Motorworks, I believe, out of Bradenton.
Bradenton.
Yes. And the
let's double check. Let me get my fact checkers
on
this.
No, we don't need fact checkers. It's great. And the girl actually, while I was up there, turned someone away. She's like, "Have you had anything to drink today?" Like she poured her the wine and she talked to her for a second, and it was like, "I don't feel comfortable serving you. I think you've had a bit too much." Took the wine away.
Really?
Took the wine away.
The power.
I respect it. Because you don't see that too often. You see people getting over-served far too much.
The power. The power that goes into being a bartender.
Bartender's
I want
fine.
That kind of power.
Bartender. But it doesn't... If you want to get fucked up, just... If you're already that shit-faced, go back to someone's house and just drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on to this Motorworks Melon Kolsch.
That smells really good.
Does it?
Well, it has a smell.
A very light fruity.
It does smell fruity. I like a nice fruity beer. Mmm. I really like that.
I don't taste.
It's a little bit. Okay, so I do like this, but I don't like it as much as
the cider?
Most other things that I've had.
Ever. It's kind of plain. I feel like
it is melony, but it's bitter still.
I don't taste the melon. It's bitter like a Kolsch. It's smooth. It's refreshing. But I feel like really the taste of a melon, like it's like a honeydew. It's not like
honeydew doesn't have a very strong.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I feel like the honeydew takes.
I know.
Away.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. That's
I'm
why
supporting
I,
your
that's
opinion.
I feel like the honeydew is dulling the taste of the beer. Which I feel maybe someone with a more refined palate.
Like Rusty with his huge nose.
Right.
His huge schnoz and his overactive mutant right. taste buds.
Or someone cuntier that can...
Like Rusty with his huge nose.
No, someone that like drinks something is like, I taste soil and leather.
And what?
I taste Dr. Pepper. Really? Dr. Pepper, 32 flavors?
Dr. Pepper has 32 different flavors in it?
Yeah.
Is that, like, commonly known?
That's a fact.
Okay, let me just jump in here and tell you it's not a fact. It's because it's completely incorrect. I don't know where I got any of that information. Apparently, I saw a can or a bottle and saw a number on it. And I think the number is probably the year it was established. But that's no excuse for my complete fucking ignorance. I could cut it, but I'm going to leave it in so everyone can hear how dumb I am. Enjoy.
But
this,
this is where I record over the podcast and say this is not a fact. It only has 9.
Did you just make that up? That
I think it has
Baskin Robbins has 32 flavors.
Okay, well,
is that what you're thinking of?
Much of a coincidence. But Dr. Pepper has a different number of spices, or used to. But they still ride that.
Did Dr. Pepper ever have drugs in it, like Coke?
No.
Then what's the point?
Well, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, they were all, when they were first created, we're supposed to settle your stomach.
I know.
Pepsi, Pepsin, Pepsin
I like
acid.
How soda started as medicine, yeah. And now everyone has diabetes because of soda.
Exactly. And now...
So where's my insulin drink?
And Coke. I can't get a nice bag of Coke anymore, a little Bindle.
Not in your profession.
I know, they shut us down.
Wall Street's done.
Fucking Obama, man. Fucking Obama. This is not the place to badmouth Obama.
No.
These people will drag me out like Muammar Gaddafi. Thank you.
He's smoking a cigar behind his head, like, yeah. Andrew Dice Clay.
Like Clay. I just like the image of me getting dragged out of somewhere like Muammar
Gaddafi. I'll hire people to do that if you want. But for your birthday, I'll do that.
But I don't want to be ripped
to shreds. I'll take you out to dinner and I'll have some people sneak attack you and drag you out of the restaurant.
I don't want to be ripped to shreds like he was.
Well, you know, it's a give and take.
Okay. It's a nice tasting beer. I don't taste the melon. There's a guy on crutches.
It's not a memorable beer, though. No. You're right. I wouldn't have it again, you know?
No.
But thank God it exists.
Okay, we're moving on to Angry Chair now. Let me just say, 23 flavors. You can't find the fucking ingredients of Dr. Pepper, but I'm seeing 23, so fuck off. I'm not a complete idiot. But I am an idiot, maybe not a complete one. Here we go, Angry Chair.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Sitting over here at Angry Chair Brewing off of Florida Avenue. When I do this? Well, now I'm going to set it down. I've already introduced where we are.
Is this the speaker?
I don't know. So, yeah, we're at Angry Chair Brewing. We have a chocolate bullocks porter. Bollocks, excuse me. I'm thinking I got Sandra on the brain, am I right? Right? 12 days, 12 and a half days, or whatever, 22 weeks, which was just tapped, I believe, on Wednesday. They had a big... Can you careful with the stuff slamming on the table?
Sorry, I keep forgetting about my slamming.
And the Rhodes Soda Kolsch, 5.5 on that and 5.6 on the porter. I also have the Three Little Birds, which is their, I believe, a Berliner Weiss. Berliner Weiss.
Berliner Weiss.
Yes. Which is their, like, that's kind of like their staple. I feel like they got t-shirts for it. I haven't had it yet because it's kind of skipped it on the first time around. And then when I finally wanted it, they were all tapped. So they tapped a new one of that on Wednesday. And as well as the chocolate bollocks porter and the road soda kolsch. They also had a number of imperial stouts. A lot of that stuff. Sadly, I guess for me, sadly,
is out. Gone.
But for them, it went pretty well.
There was a rush.
Okay, so why don't we go?
Well, first I want to talk a little bit about my water.
No, shut up.
It's lukewarm.
This is going to be cut.
Just like everything else I say.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
Let's go with the bollocks. The bollocks. Bollocks chocolate, bollocks porter, which I feel like they have a lot of, they get the German cupcakes now. They have a lot of chocolate stuff here.
Good. The world needs more chocolate.
Calm down.
What's it smell? Hysterical.
I know, I'm Billy Crystal. Hey. Is it still working? Hey, that's my Billy Crystal impression.
That's terrible.
I bet I can find a clip of him going, hey.
That's like literally the worst impression I've ever heard.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
worse
you,
than my
you,
Cher impression.
Yeah, your Cher who sounds like Michael,
Michael
McDonald.
McDonald. Well,
hey,
you know.
I'm Billy Crystal. What? Okay, smell it. Smelly
right,
chocolate.
Well, we're going to drink this beer.
Who's that?
That's Cher.
That's not how she talks.
She talks like she sings.
No, she doesn't.
Deep and husky.
That's not true.
Yeah.
What's it smell like?
It smells like a chocolate lip smacker.
That's all that's going to be on this part of the podcast. It smells, that's it. It's going to be me saying, this is where we are. It smells like a chocolate.
Chocolate lip smacker. Did you ever use the lip smackers when you were a kid?
It's a bitter.
I don't approve, and I'll tell you why. Because it's too tangy to be chocolatey. Now they're
it's a bittersweet.
Their German
very bittersweet.
Chocolate cupcake one is sweeter.
This
one is a bit tangy.
This is tangy, like the bittersweet like chocolate.
It's kinda
that
makes,
baking chocolate that you think you can eat, and you eat it and you're like, Mom,
yeah, okay.
Why didn't you fucking tell me?
Yeah, yeah. That's it good. Does the same thing to your tongue. Like, you know,
it's good. I like it though.
The smell's really nice. I think I was expecting something richer than what it is. It's just too tangy to be chocolate.
I like it. No, it's got that kind of earthy chocolate. Yeah, right,
like
now.
A baking chocolate, baker's chocolate, like just real
straight.
Bitter. Like 90% cocoa chocolate.
Not baker's, but at the end, that's what it tastes like. Is that
kind of gritty?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, how it sort of sticks to your tongue.
Yeah, it's sticky.
He's drinking water. He can't handle it.
I'm getting ready for the next one.
Cleansing your palate? We should have gotten a coffee to cleanse our palates.
It's not how you cleanse a palate.
Yes, it is.
No, you eat plain sorbet.
God.
Everyone knows that.
You think you're in Downton Abbey now?
No. If I thought I burned Downton Abbey to the ground. Nothing.
Lord Grantham.
That's where they live?
He's gonna murder you. Okay, what is this? The birdie? Birds?
No.
Low birds?
The Kolsch. Road soda.
I can't smell anything.
There's nothing. There's nothing. This was on some phone commercial.
I like that better than the motor.
The Melon Kolsch.
The Melon Kolsch. What was it? Motor.
Motorworks.
Motorworks Melon Kolsch.
These are from here on out, they're pretty much all brewed here where we're at, which is Angry Chair, and then later on.
Oh, yeah, they brew everything
they
here.
They brew everything here. I think they cleared the taps for.
It's still bitter.
Yeah.
Like the other Kolsch. And it doesn't have a smell similar to the Kolsch that you got at Dunderbox. Which one was that? The
Motorworks.
It was also Motorworks, but it wasn't a Melon Kolsch at Dunderbox.
That was right there.
Very little smell.
Very little smell.
The taste is a lot less bitter.
I think it is pretty good. Than what?
Than the Melon Kolsch.
I feel like this is more bitter. Maybe not more bitter, but it's got more flavor. It's got more flavor, so I think that's what kind of makes it seem like it's not bitter, but I feel like the Melon Kolsch is very
flat.
Yeah. For flavor, not the carbonation.
Right.
Who's this? We got a guy right here. Melvin Brewing. He's got a bottle in his hand. I'm wondering if he's from.
He's a total Melvin.
No, I'm wondering if he's. What's a Melvin? A front wedgie?
I don't know. I think it's something that they used to say in the 90s, and it was like,
what's he doing in your
just
mind?
Just like a
No, that's why Melvin was. No, Melvin was a firm.
I had no idea. See, now I'm learning.
The stuff that you need to know.
The important stuff in life. What's a Melvin?
Yeah, what's a Melvin? I'd be giving Melvins to hoes all day.
Which hoes are you
that's
giving Melvins to?
Just all. No, that's what I used to say when I was younger.
Yay! Happy birthday!
You just walk up to a hoe
and you Melvin them.
You Melvin them. Yeah.
Melvin that
hoe. Yeah, I wrote a rap song about it. It didn't go over too well. It did not go over too well.
Didn't the American Association of Melvins get after you?
No, it was the American Association of Women. They didn't appreciate
the
it.
The MAA.
Yeah. Okay, I've cleansed my palate with my fart.
Snacked on it.
So. Oh, that's very sour. You know what it smells like? That's a rotten smell, I'll tell you that. It's not good.
That's your fart.
No, it doesn't smell good. It's a sour.
It smells sweet, like death. Like that time that they...
Oh, hey, trust me, I know.
When they dropped...
I'm waiting for that.
No, do you remember I told you a couple years ago, there was a forensic... He just fucking farted.
I did not.
Your face.
You were smelling sweet.
There was a forensic lab across from my office.
Yeah, and you would stick a hose in there.
Someone dropped off a dead body while everyone who works in the forensic lab was on vacation. And we kept smelling this real sweet smell, just rotting flesh.
But then it hits a point where it reeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's sweet, and you're like, oh, I think I like this smell, but I don't think I'm supposed to.
It's not like it's a dead body out in the woods that's rotting and decomposing.
That's very sour.
Yeah, it's not like there's animals and bugs eating it.
You know what?
I'm still talking about that. Oh, it's fucking rotten smell.
It's kind of
a rotten smell. I think that's what they like built this fucking brewery on.
It's kind of winey.
Yeah, like you. It's rotten, so I don't like the.
Just taste it.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I can't reiterate enough how fucking bad this smell.
What's it smell? Death.
No. It's like a rotten meat.
I think there must be honey in it. It smells like grapefruit.
It's sweeter, but you can still taste the smell. When you smell it, it's the same taste.
It smells like a grape juice, or... It smells like grape juice. That's what it smells like.
It doesn't. It's not as bad. The taste isn't bad. You do still get that taste that you smell.
Are there grapes in it? What's the deal with this? It's grapey to me.
There's nothing. They usually have little things in it.
It's grapey.
If you had to go with one.
That one, actually.
The sour? Really, I'd go with the Kolsch. I think. Yeah.
So the more I think about this porter, I like it more. It just didn't match my expectations of what I thought it would be. But I actually really do like this grapey sour. What is that? The birdie one?
Three little birds.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it smells. The smell.
I think your sniffer might be off. It doesn't smell that bad.
It smells bad. So you'd go with the Three Little Birds over the Chocolate Bullocks Porter and the Road Soda Kolsch?
Yes.
And those were all just tapped on Wednesday, so those are all pretty fresh.
Fresh, if you will.
I think I'd go with the... I think I'd go with the Kolsch. Bye! Okay, still here at Angry Chair. We just finished everything up. We talked about it and think that we were maybe a little too hard. A little too hard!
We were going too hard.
We were going too hard on them.
On the beer.
And that's not to say, oh, we like this place, so we have to go easy on everything we try. No, I just think
More I drank the beers, the better. I ended up really loving the Berliner Weisse.
Yeah, there was... I stand firmly on how I feel about the smell.
Yes.
It's very... I don't like the smell, but the taste... Up front, for me, it didn't have the taste of what it smelled like, but then it went... And like we were talking about off the recording, that brought us back to this. It tasted kind of like a Moscato grape.
Yeah, Roy pulled that out of his butt.
I farted it and I grabbed it out of the air.
I was really proud of you for knowing Moscato.
I'm not a fucking moron.
I know you're not a moron, but that takes a sophisticated palate to be able to say this tastes like... But the minute you said it, I was like, yes.
You're
that's
welcome.
Exactly what it tastes like.
I know things.
Although, to be fair, I did bring up the fact that it was grapey.
You said grapey. And what was the other one? Chocolate lip smackers.
Listen, I've just tasted more things than you, I think.
No, you've tasted...
I've got more things to compare.
You've chewed on great rotten grapes, and you've gnawed on fucking chapstick.
Well...
You're welcome.
But I think, for me, the Berliner Weisse was the best one, and I would actually order this. I'm a wine drinker normally, and to me, this was winey. It tasted similar to a nice wine, like a nice white wine.
Okay.
And even the sour, like, I don't like the sourness of the Kolsch generally, but the sour of the Weisse was really nice.
Well, the sour and bitter. Kolsch is more of a bitter.
More of a bitter than a sour.
Yeah. And as the Kolsch warmed up, it got... I didn't like it as much. The chocolate, as that warmed up, obviously you could taste a lot
better,
more.
Warm.
You could taste
warmer,
a lot more.
Yeah.
But I did come around to the Berliner Weisse. I liked it.
I think nice thing about this place is that they really do brew like a lot of interesting...
Listen,
they take chances. Yeah.
They're not staying with the pack. They go rogue sometimes. They're kind of like
Sarah
my favorite
Palin.
Politician, Sarah Palin. You
can't love Sarah
Palin.
It's not
when
my fault.
When I'm going, you can't just spit it out.
But I...
That's like being in the crowd at a comedy club being like, sit down with airplane food. When Seinfeld's up there. But yeah, this brewery is...
It's the Sarah Palin of breweries.
You could say that. You could say that. But yeah, they do a lot more than... I'm not going to name any names, but... And for only being around for... I want to say 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, they opened up really recently.
November, I want to say. And they've done a lot, so.
Yeah. They're in every bar, like, that
already.
We've been to recently.
Yeah.
They've had an Angry Chair representation. It's the
yes.
Christmas card. That's what's doing it. It's goodwill.
Okay. We're gonna wrap it up here. 200 followers, bitches. Get your shit together. What have you done lately? I'm talking to you, Steve Jobs. Where are you? What are you
He's
doing?
Dead.
Shut
He's
up.
Dead.
Why did you kill everything?
I didn't kill Steve Jobs.
You always... I should make it a joke. You know what? That's incorrect. That's not what it is. You don't facts. I don't need facts. I don't need facts. Give me facts. Bye.
Goodbye, indeed. Now, don't I feel like a cunt? For some reason, the recording for the Southern Brewing got deleted. That's either on me or technology. I'm going to take the high road and say it's on technology. Just, you know, benefit of the doubt for myself. But there we did have the, what was it? I remember it. We posted some shit. It was the Prickly Pear Raised Bungalow, which was a Berliner style Weisse, similar to the Three Little Birds that we had at Angry Chair, as well as a, I believe it was called a 300 Imperial IPA. And both of those placed at the best Florida Beer Championships. I'm sorry. Florida Beer Championships this year for 2015. I believe the IPA there got silver. I'm not sure. I'm guessing maybe in the IPA category, but the Prickly Pear Raised Bungalow got the top prize, best in show, which is huge. I mean, especially for such a small, because they are small. I mean, the big beer, craft beer makers in Florida aren't run out of, you know, a little place like that. They have big, you know, you think Cigar City or Florida Avenue. Dunedin's pretty big. Swamp Ape, big ones like that. But they were able to pull it in, which was it was very tart, but it was very sweet as well. Not very sweet, but it was very good. If they still have that, I'd suggest going over there and trying to get your hands on it. And the 300 Imperial IPA was very good as well. I think maybe a review of it now would be better than then, because I had already had about four beers before that. So, yeah, do yourself a favor and get over to Southern Brewing. I feel like for the championships, they really pulled out all the stops and went for it. As for their regular stuff, I've liked it all, but I haven't been too blown away by it. It's been just kind of IPAs and ales, your basic wheat beers. You know, they did a nice kombucha. I don't know. We did a review of it back, me and Rusty. So yeah, check it out. Get down there while they still have a lot of that stuff. I'm sure they'll be putting it out for a while. They didn't just make a few kegs for the party. So I'm going to pull the plug on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Go check out some of those beers. Support local craft brewing in Tampa and St. Pete, Dunedin, Bradenton, Lakeland, Clearwater. Just fucking get out there, drink it. Got some real good stuff around here. And it's becoming a real tourist thing where people are going to want to, are wanting to, not going to. They want to come to come to Tampa and try the beer because they're blowing shit up down here. So I've cut this over the past few days just because it's been a mess, a number of different recordings. So hopefully it came well together. You're going to see here some choppy cuts, but fuck off if you have a problem with that. Yeah, the sound gets a little weird, but what can you do? What can you do? And, you know, what can you ask for? If you ask for more than I gave you, shut up. But hope you're safe here on this St. Patrick's Eve, where everyone's Irish. You're not Irish, okay? You're not fucking Irish. Just drink. It's a one night a year you can drink and not be ashamed of it, okay? Whereas the rest of us just keep going. 365. Not in an unhealthy way. But you know. Okay, yeah, stay safe. I hope everyone makes it home safe. Hope you are able to listen to this in the morning while you're at work. Be good, be safe. I'll catch you next time. We'll catch you next time. We got some real nice things. I was able to pick up some stuff from the Green Bench release on Friday that I was not able to make it to. So we'll be trying those out soon. Everyone, take it easy.